Our next report comes from the Blackberry Seventh-day Adventist School, and Brent Lane is the teacher there. Our reporters are Michael and Olaf.
Hi, this is Michael and Olaf from Blackberry Seventh-day Adventist School. This is our phenology report for Tuesday, December 10.
Monday, we had a late start because of snow. Measurements showed about 6 inches of snow at the school. We also measured in several places around the park and found that we now have about 11 inches of overall snow cover.
Michael noted that while most of his roof has only a small amount of snow, the edge of his roof has a thick layer from the wind blowing the snow.
On Friday the 6th, Lila saw two spiders crawling on top of a snow mound at her house.
On the 7th, Samuel and I spotted the first female hairy woodpecker at the school's feeder.
Nathan reports that Pakegama froze over on December 3rd.
Our coldest day of the season was December 2, when it was negative 12 degrees.
December 2nd is also the day that Trout Lake froze over. Oscar and Olaf skated on the 8th. The ice was 5 inches thick along the edge. Farther out, the ice was black, but the ice depth was only about 3 inches, so they didn't go too far out. Unfortunately, it is all covered in the new snow.
Oscar and I have also discovered otters living in an abandoned beaver lodge on Trout Lake. There are many tracks, lots of scat with fish scales, and ice holes that the otters have made to crawl in and out of the water.
That's it for this week. Blackberry School, over and out.
Michael, Olaf, thank you. What a nice job. And spiders? Yeah, you know, there are spiders that can handle the cold. I've seen several up at the bog site that are active in spite of the cold weather. Pardon me. 11 inches of snow on the ground, 6 inches of new snow. That all comports with what I had. 12-3, Pakegama and Trout froze with that super cold weather, and it was great, great skating for about a day or two there. And now that time has come and is gone.